All right, we've come to the very last video in our bonus, and here's what I want to tell you. I want to give you like a super simple step-by-step plan. The practical, you know why. But now I want to show you just exactly the pathway that you could follow to begin this process of multiplying ministry. You know the excuses, but now it's time to put them in practice. Step number one, watch me do it. The first step is a simple one. Invite someone that you would like to build into and have them observe you do the very task that you would like to have them do in the future. Now, before we have them come to observe, be sure that they know the end game of this observation. Tell them, soon you will be doing this thing yourself. Now, years ago, I had several student teachers when I was in the chemistry classroom, and I had to train them to observe me teaching. It was important for them to be watching me for how I taught, knowing that they would be soon taking this role. I mean, they were not accustomed, you see. They were accustomed to being the student and listening to the teacher. I needed them to become a student of being a teacher. Coach your key volunteer to put on the lens of an observant learner. If you are teaching, have them watch the things that you do and question why you do them. Consider having them take notes with a pen and paper. Now, step two, reflect with me. Now, the second step is to take time. After they have observed you in action and debrief together, what did they see that like stood out to them? What did they notice? What did you do that seemed like a win? Ask them why they think you approached the task the way that you did and more. Creating a culture, you see, of reflective practice is an important leadership lesson. Number three, I prepare with you. They watched you. You talked about what they saw. You might think the next step is to turn them loose and let them roll. Not quite yet. I want you to take some time and help them prepare. I never want to forget training a new game leader. Like if somebody's going to play games with kids, he watched me lead games, we reflected. But for our next meeting, I want him to come with three game ideas and what he's going to actually seek to do. Oh my word, the games that he picked were beyond bad choices. Now, rather than tearing up the paper and offending him, here's what we do. We walked through the reasons why each one of them were probably not the best fit. We made a teaching opportunity through the selected games, and then we prepared together. Step four, I watch you. After we have prepared together, this leader, they now need the reins. Give them a chance to try it out under, of course, your watching eye. Now, in this case, I now have a pen and a paper. I look for 10 things that they were doing great, and I look for one item that could be maybe adjusted. Now, please notice the pattern has started over. Now I'm the observer, and soon we will reflect together like what they observed in me. Step five, I reflect with you. They watch you. You talked about what they saw. You helped them prepare. Now they went live and you observed. Now comes one of the most important aspects of this learning cycle. We reflected about their first solo experience. Now please note that this takes time. However, this individual needs to know you care and that you want to set them up for a great future long haul. All of ministry is under the heading of relationship and care. You share your 10 great things, and trust me when I say, sometimes I had to search long and hard on several occasions to find 10 great items, I gotta tell you. But it's critical at this point to be a voice of affirmation. I wanna make a quick insertion at this time. With many leaders, I would repeat the prepare together. I watch you, I reflect with you, cycle for many, many, many weeks. One leader I mentored, he had like an amazing aptitude for teaching. He was worth the investment. Therefore, I committed to prepare with him and observe him teach and reflect with him about his teaching for one solid year, and he grew exponentially. Step number six, you go solo. The whole goal of this process is to let them fly. And at some point, it is time to let them go and to let them try this new task completely on their own. This can be a very big moment for an engaged leader. And I would make a huge deal out of it. Pray with them, write them a note of encouragement and more. You are proud of them, but never forget that they are now doing what you would have been doing if they had not been willing to step in and take this challenge. Finally, number 7, we reflect together. Now that they're leading independently, this is what I've been working toward. However, an engaged leader circles back around. Though you're no longer directly observing them do their thing, you want to encourage a reflective practice. Meet with them and ask them how they thought it went with them. You didn't observe them, but ask them to look back on what they just did, what worked, what was a flop, what would they do differently? Creating a new leader is great, but creating a new leader that is accustomed to reflecting on their own practice is greater.